Today's daf is Baba Basra Nun Tes, and we just did the Mishnah Nun Ches Mabez. Yesterday we had some Agarata. Now we're back to Kinyan Chazakas, and what has a Chazaka, now Kinyan Chazaka, Chazaka Sharaya, what develops a Chazaka and what doesn't in terms of certain neighborly behaviors. So we said in the Mishnah yesterday, we were machalik between a Marzev and a Mazchela. A Marzev has no chazaka. V'yishlam koma chazaka. Right? A Marzev cannot create a chazaka, but a maschela can. Why? So we explain that a Marzev is a temporary item. It can be changed over time. So therefore, the person who doesn't complain could be assumed to say, oh, I knew it was temporary. So therefore, that's why I didn't complain about it. While a maschela, it's different types of gutters. A maschela is a permanent type of gutter, and therefore, it has a chazaka. That's the difference between a Marzev and the maschela. And the other one, the second part of the Mishnah talks about different ladders, a sulam mitzri and a sulam tsuri. A mitzri ladder, which the Gemara will explain and we'll talk more about it later, a mitzri ladder only has three rungs, and it's a temporary type of ladder, and therefore it does not create a chazaka. Mashenkin, a tsuri ladder is a more serious ladder, and therefore it can create a chazaka. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef in the Biurei Chasidus. So he says, Sula Mitzri ain lo chazaka. A Sula Mitzri, Sha'ola bo l'toavos Mitzrayim. Right, a Sulam that you're going up to Mitzri values. If you're striving up to Egyptian values, ain lo chazaka, afilu hayishatuf betaivas elu harbezman. Even if somebody's involved in these terrible actions, these Mitzri types of values a long time, ain lo chazaka. Zem muchzak in you. V'yocholachzer b'tshuv v'makablon oso. You can come back. You could be Makab, you could be Makabal Tshuva. Sulam Tsuri, Atsuri, Sha'ola Boba Milos, Avodis Hashem Tsuri. Right, if you're trying to go up the ladder of Tsur Yisrael, so then Yeshlo Chazaka, Kivan Sha'ava Roshnosa, Velochata, Shuv Lo Yechta. So Sulam Mitzri, you're going at the Mitzri, Ein Lo Chazaka, Sulam Tsuri, Yeshlo Chazaka, and we'll have a little more drash about that. In a little while. We'll have a thought on the next Amud. So says the Gemara. My Marzev ain lo chazaka v'yishlam koma chazaka. So what exactly is the case? Oh, I'm sorry. One more point to mention on the Mishnah, which I didn't mention yet. So the Mishnah talks about the third case. First, you have the case of the gutters. Then you have the case of the ladders. And then the third case is the case of the windows. The windows. Mitzris window. Chalor mitzris ain lo chazaka. V'lutzuris yesh lo chazaka. What's the difference between the windows? So the Mishnah here describes the chalor mitzris is a very small window where your head can't even get in. And that's where there's no chazaka because it's such a tiny little window. Rabbi Yehuda says that it depends. Even if it's a small window, if it has a frame around it, which gives it permanence, then it would have a chazaka. What's the issue with the windows? What type of chazaka are we talking about? By the gutters, there's a chazaka that my water can flow into your yard, whether you're makbid or not. By the ladders, it's taking up space in your yard. What about the windows? What's the issue? So that's a major machlokas. The Rashbam, throughout the sugya, three or four times, the Rashbam and the Rash both say what we're talking about here is an issue of hezek re'iyah. We're getting back to what we discussed all the way at the beginning of the Masechta. The issue is, if the window is in a spot where my neighbor could see in, so that's an issue of hezek re'iyah. And therefore, it depends where it is, and if it's in a place where you can see, and you don't say anything, so then we say that you are mocha. The Ramban, based on the Rif, starts off, and the Ramban and the Rashba after him say that no, this doesn't have to do with hezek re'iyah. Why? Because there's no chazaka for hezek re'iyah. We mentioned this back on Daf Beis, right? 56 or 57 a blot ago, that base we mentioned, some Rishonim say, you can't have a chazaka for hezek re'iyah, because it's an avera. So we're going to have a tomorrow's daf. We're going to have Matovo Olecha Yaakov. Bilam saw the Jews, and he saw their tents were not mechuvan, zeken egezeh, and therefore he said, Matovo Olecha Yaakov. So hezek re'iyah, looking into other people's property, into other people's houses, so there is no chazaka on that, and EF Shalim Chol on that, right? It's like somebody hurting your goof. Right, the Gemara, we show them talk about in Ksubis Staf Chaf or so. They talk about if somebody gives you permission to wound them, you got to wound them? So no. Somebody gives you permission to tear their clothing, cross Ksusi. Okay, that could be a Mechil of Dini Mamanis. But if somebody says, Chavobi, wound me, it's not your goof. It's not our goof to give permission to for people to wound. So therefore, so too here, hezek re'iyah is a personal hezek, and therefore the Rif and the Ramban and others say that there is no chazaka that could be established by these items. We see from the Rashba, and again, the Rashbam says in all the places it's a hezek re'iyah issue.
I think that's why in regular chazaka you need a story. I thought I bought it from him. If you don't have a story and you say, I was just sitting on your land and eating your food,
okay, right. If you don't, I mean, if it's a chazaka she'eini mataina, you're saying, so then you're just squatting for, right, you're stealing. And that's why we basically say that you need a taina, because you need to explain how this came into your system. Here you could even say, even if you say, well, he gave me permission to put the window here. The halacha would be, no, he cannot give you permission, because this is a case of hezek re'iyah. So the Rashbam says, he says it a few times on the next amud, and he says it on the, on Nun Testament Aleph, you want to just look in the second medium line. He quotes there, "Dekiva deigatarti shu gadol v'namuch v'yecholun lehistakel mimenu." Right, the whole issue of the windows is the histaklus. But if you look in the Rif and you look in the Ramban,
it's
and the
on his property.
No, let's say your friend has a wall and he puts a window into his wall, and now he can look into your house. So that's the issue.
But if you, so
Rabbi Yehuda says the chazaka can be created. So again, the Rishonim say, these Rishonim say, but the fact that there can be a chazaka created according to some shitos here means it cannot be a hezek re'iyah discussion, because there is no chazaka by hezek re'iyah. The issue is, right, I'll just read you again, what's v'chalon zelafi dasar v'afasi, according to the Rif says the Rashba, v'chalon she'ein bo hezek re'iyah. We're not talking about a hezek re'iyah issue. De'ilu yesh bo hezek re'iyah, la'olam ein lo shir, de'girei. She'ein Adam Sovlon Hu. It's like arrows. We spoke about Modi Rabbi Yossi Begire Delay in the second parak. Rabbi Yossi agrees if somebody's shooting arrows. So he says it's just like Kutra Ubesa Kise. Those are the two examples the Gemara gave. But there's no chazak on Kutra, on the something a heavy stench, and Ubesa Kise, a bathroom, right? There's no chazaka there. So that's why these people should argue on the Rashbam. So what is the case? What is the issue then? What is the issue of the window? The issue of the window is a case where somebody could look out his window to see his properties, to check on his possessions, and to talk to his neighbors through that window, to let air in, not light, we're going to talk about light later on, but to let air in or to talk to his neighbors. So let's say there's going to be more hustle and bustle. Let's say your field is next to your friend's, but let's say, you know, the street is on the other side. So he's going to be screaming across your property talking to his friends. So you don't want that. You don't want that. That's not a hezek re'iyah issue. Or he's not able to see your private areas in your house, which is the issue of hezek re'iyah, but maybe he'll be able to look at his property, but then maybe he'll be able to, see your properties as well. And you don't want people to see your properties, but not a hezek re'iyah issue in your house. So again, various issues, but not talking about specifically the hezek re'iyah of damaging. So throughout the sugya of the windows, that's the machlokas between the Rif and the Ramban and others versus the Rashbam. And hopefully at the end of the daf, as Hashem, we'll mention a stipler which talks about some lumdus behind these two shitas. Okay, either way, let's now continue. So says the Gemara, my hamarzev ein lo chazaka v'yishlam komo chazaka. What did the Mishnah mean by saying that a marzev has no chazaka, meaning the temporary type of gutter? If the neighbor, it's Reuven's gutter, if Shimon doesn't say anything, it's not that he's giving him a chazaka, meaning he doesn't have to protest because it's a temporary item, but the makom has a chazaka. What exactly does that mean? So Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hachika Amar. This is what it means. Hamarzev ein lo chazaka meiruach achas. There's no chazaka to this marzev, and the neighbor could say, I never wanted you to put it on this side of the house. And he's believed, even if he didn't say a word for 4 years. We do not say that it is a chazaka, because it's a temporary thing. We assume the neighbor was thinking to himself, well, I could protest at any time, and I can get rid of it. The yeshlam komo chazaka mishtei ruchos. But there is a chazaka for the mako, meaning once he puts a marzev there is a chazaka in that he needs a gutter somewhere off this house. So even though it might not be specifically here, by your not protesting, you are basically saying that he can have it somewhere. Maybe not on this side, but maybe on the other side. Or, we have three opinions. Or, Bichanina Amar, Amar Zib Ein Lo Chazaka. What does that mean? Shahaya Aruch Makatsro. If it's a long Marzev, the neighbor always retains his rights to make it shorter, because a Marzev doesn't have to be so long. V'yeshlam Komo Chazaka, Shimbala Okro Eina Okro. But the Makom has a Chazaka that if you want to totally get rid of it, you cannot get rid of it. Right? So the Rishonim discuss, are these three Shitas exclusive to each other? So the Pashas is, as the many Rishonim say, yes, because Rabbi Chanina is saying the Makom does have a Chazaka. There is, but the length doesn't have a chazaka. You got to leave it there, but you can shorten it. That's Rabbi Chanina's opinion. And finally, the third one, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar, Hamar Zev Ein Lo Chazaka, Sheim Rotza Livnos Tachtav Bone. Maybe Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that even the length has a chazaka. The issue is that it doesn't have a chazaka that if the neighbor wants to build something under it, he can. There was no chazaka established for the property rights underneath the Marzev. But the yesh them come a chazaka shimbal okra ina okra, that he cannot uproot the Marzev, and if he wants to build his item, right, make it shorter, he wants to build his the whatever he wants to put under it, he wants to build it higher, he cannot. He cannot uproot it, but the Baal HaChatzer can build under it. Okay, three shitas. What does it mean that a Marzev has a chazak, does not have a chazaka, but the Makom has a chazak? Says the Gemara. Tanan, continuing. Hamaschelo yesh la chazaka. The next line of the Mishnah says that even though a Marzev doesn't have a chazaka, the maschela, which we explained is the more permanent type of gutter, that has a chazaka. So Bishlamanda Amar Hanakhtarti, according to the first two of the three opinions that we just gave, Shapir, I understand what the difference is between a Marzev and a Maschela. Why? Because a Maschela is a davar kavua, and you cannot move it from place to place. So that's why the Marzev, let's say the first opinion. The Marzev, the first opinion says it doesn't have a chazaka, but you know it has a chazaka in Makom somewhere. But a Maschela is not movable. So that would be the difference between the Marzev and the Maschela. Or the Maschela cannot be shortened. So those two, we can explain the difference between the Marzev and the Maschela. But what's the difference between the Marzev and the Maschela regarding what you can build under it? Why wouldn't the Baal HaChatzer be allowed to build under the Maschela? Right, what's the difference? They're both, it's both transporting water to my yard, so why can't he build under it? So Hacha b'Maschela shel binyan eskinan, what we're talking about is a gutter that is made out of stone. Maschela shel binyan eskinan to Amar Lei, because the owner of the Maschela says, Lo nichale de tisra ashisoi. If you build something under this, under my gutter, so then it's going to make it loose the vibrations, says the Rashbam. Rashbam says the lekol makevos vahagarzen, right? The sound of the drills and axes is going to damage my stone structure. If it's a piece of metal, then nothing's going to happen to it. But if it's stone, so that's why having something under it is going to affect it, and therefore mazchelos are usually made of stone. So therefore, that's what it means that he can complain. The Ritva has a little different shot. It doesn't just mean that it's made out of stone, but it says Tirtzu. No, wrong one. Kfar Pirashnu. Tekulu. No, that's also. Mention that after. Hachamas Chilisho Binyan Eskinon. Velav Dafka says the Ritva about it being made out of stone. Elolomar Shedivnes Achare Binyan Hakosel. The point is that the Maschela is usually added on after the wall is built, and therefore it's not part of it. It's not one structure. A lot of times if you have an extension of a certain structure, so then it's more rickety, and it doesn't hold as much. That's what the Ritva says the point is. Maschela Shel Binyan, it means you add it on after. Ve'ino Omer. And it is inferior. And that's why it's inferior and it could very, very easily fall down. And therefore he says, if you have, let's say, a maschela that is made with the original wall, so then you wouldn't create a chazaka for what's underneath. Because the svara isn't, like the Rashbam says, just avanim versus non-avanim. The issue is, was it built when the wall was made, or was it added on afterwards? V'hakol lefi re'us hadayanim. The judge has got to figure out, every case is different, got to figure out whether this guy has a real, true claim, whether it's his wall's going to fall down or not. You got to look at every case.
If you made a temporary gutter,
then you can build underneath it, right. But what if you made a... But what if you made, I guess it's temporary, but I could tell you just move this whole thing out of the way. I could just tell you move this to the other side. So if I could tell you that, I'm sure I could build under it. Which mandamar?
The third
mandamar. So the third mandamar, well, you're not exactly sure what he holds about the other two issues, but let's say if he holds that you assume that you can't move it,
so it's just about going under.
So then it could be, though, that once it's temporary, then it's understood that it's inferior and it might come down. That's what it might be. If it's, you didn't build the permanent structure, so obviously it's a temporary idea and it's gonna fall down. Remember what we said also at the end of Shir yesterday, I wanted to mention, and that is all these chazakas being created, it's a machlokas rishonim, same machlokas we had in the second parak. How long does it take to create these chazakas? These chazakas of uses, cheskas tashmishim. So the Ritva here quotes, Kfar pirashnu, I already explained, Dekulu chazakos demasnisan bishaloshanim, ubitaina heim. The Ritva says, cheskas tashmishim requires both. It requires 3 years, and it requires a taina. Both of them. V'shalo k'diri ha-ga'onim. Not like the Gaonim say, Shehim omrim t'kulu ha-ve-chazaka la'alter b'ra'a v'shasak v'shalo b'tayna. Not like the Gaonim say, right? This was the discussion we had back in the second parak, where we had the machlokas and Tosfos. Tosfos said, where was this? On Daf Chaf Gimel or so. Daf Chaf Gimel, Tosfos there quoted, the 2 days. And the machlokas we showed him there, and the Rambam, and everybody got into it, whether cheskas tashmishim requires a 3 years, it requires a taina. So those were the... He just does it without explaining that you agreed to it, without explaining that if it's totally closed, we won't be able to get out. You sure? Right, so if it doesn't have a taina, it means I'm just here and I don't explain how I got here and that we had an agreement between us. That's shalom b'tayna, but cheskas tashmishim means even so, it is going to work. Okay, so says the you could go outside and check.
The other side of the house.
It's in the car. If I can tell. Okay, weiter. So Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, 10 minutes to our house. Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmuel, Sinar Hamakaleach Mayim Lachatzar Chaveiro. Shmuel says if you have a pipe that the water goes down to the chatzer of his friends, right? It's like a gutter. Uba Balagag Lesosmo, and the Balagag wants to close up the pipe. Oh, so this is the opposite case. My pipe goes into your yard. You can just let him know that the door is open. So the water goes into the friend's field, and the Baal Hagag now wants to say, well, you know what? I don't want to have my pipe going into your yard anymore. We've been talking about from the Baal HaChatzer's point of view, but now we're talking about the Baal Hagag's point of view. He wants to close it. So says the Shmuel, amazing. Baal HaChatzer ma'akiv alav. The Baal HaChatzer is allowed to say, no, no, no. You open your gutter onto my property. Now you can't stop. I didn't have to have my own irrigation and my own sprinkler system put in, because I've been relying on you. So he could prevent him from closing up the gag to Amarle, because he could say, Kihechi da'at kanisa l'chachatzer, dd, just like you, quote unquote, acquired the yard, my yard, l'mishta b'maya, to throw your water, l'didinami kanili maya d'igrach, so too, I acquired the water of your roof. Right, so therefore, you cannot stop the water from going into my field. Says the Rashbam. This is dummy. Look at the Rashbam. L'didi nami kanili lahashkos peimosai, to give water to my animals. Sha'almanas kenis ratzesi lecha, because I basically, this was my condition. This was my implicit condition. I let you do it because I also got hana. Zenenev zenenev v'dummy lemekach umemkar. It's similar to a business deal. Similar, Sha'ani shibadati l'cha chatzeri b'shvil mimecha, I was mishabed my yard to your water. V'matachozer b'cha ani lo echzer bi. You want to retract? I don't want to retract. Right, the deal is done. We had a deal. It's dami l'mecha chumemkar, and therefore, it is not. You're not allowed to close it up. There is a machlokas though in the Rishonim. The Nemuka Yosef quotes this. What if the Baal HaGutter wants to remove his roof? Not just close up his gutter. Let's say he wants to build a second floor onto his roof. And therefore the situation of, you're not removing the gutter, but you're removing the situation which leads to the gutter. So is that allowed, according to Shmuel? So that's a machlokas. Some Rishonim say, no, that's the same thing. What's the difference? If you remove the gutter or you remove the roof, that leads to the gutter. Other Rishonim say, no, I wasn't kone the roof. What did the Namuki Yosef say? What did the Gemara say? Koni le maya to igrach. I could do whatever I want on my roof. But I would put in the mayim. So if there's a situation where there's not going to be the mayim anymore, and there shouldn't be the mayim because you have another roof, you have a higher roof, so then that would be allowed. That's what the Namuki Yosef here quotes, two different deos. He goes back and forth whether you can be kone, whether you can prevent it from building something on to the roof itself. Amar Mechaber, Laman Aleph Mabez, Lo Shezacha Zeh B'mayim B'chatzes Chaveiro, he wasn't zoche in the mayim, Shezofe Shameimav, Ela Shu Toein, Shenazen Lo Schus Begago, this is the first opinion, L'kabel Amayim Sheyevo L'chatzero, according to that opinion, you can prevent it from acting on the roof at all. And then he quotes the Ra'ah, Shemba Balagag Listar Olaso Sham Aliyah, Ein Balachatzah Yochalake Velav. But the Ra'ah says, no, you can't prevent it from doing something on the roof. Delo kamar kani le igrach lamaya. Delo kani ala maya de igra. Kol man shaga kayam. Sheni yachol listar sinorosav. And therefore, that is the interesting machlokas we've shown him. How far does Shmuel go? Does Shmuel say just the water? Or does Shmuel say the roof, aspect of the roof as well? So if you sold the house, so we explained whether the opposite case we had about whether a lokeach has a chazaka or not. But here we're saying whether the one against the lokeach has a chazaka. That's right, so would it be a chazaka? It could be chazaka or sometimes transfer. I'm not sure if the lokeach would buy it.
It's not exactly the same as a chazaka. It's more mekach umemkar with the right concept.
Right.
You don't have
mocha,
you don't have any of those.
Right, there's no mechia. It's domi lemekach. So do we assume? It does relate to what the Nesivus here brings up.
The buyer replaced the seller in every respect.
Right, does he go into his shoes if he would sell the property? The Nesivus says, maybe this also relates to the issue of being mishabed yourself to a dover shaloba la'olam. Because here, a situation is changing. So, and the water is not here yet. So we can have a sale. It's Domin Lebekach Memkar. But it's when we have that, so the water is not here yet. So we know you can't be Makna Dover Shlo Bala Olam. But we've discussed, the Ksos and the Nesivas both note in different places that it could possibly be that you could be Meshabed yourself to a Dover Shlo Bala Olam. Right? You could obligate yourself to a future idea, even though you can't acquire or sell. Right, so that relates to the lumdis of what the problem is in a Dover Shlo Bala Olam. Right, the Achronim discussed the Arachayim HaKadosh and Parshas Toldos, and the Minchas Asher has all of these Shitos in Toldos Simin Lamed, where he discusses the Chakira of the Achronim. What is the problem of Ein Adam Makna Dover Shlo Bala Olam? Is it because you need a Ba'an, you need an item for the Kinyan to be Chal on? You can't talk about a Kinyan unless there's something tangible there. A, or do you say, no, you don't need something tangible, but it's just an issue of Gemira's Das. Gemira's Das, if it's not here, we cannot assume that you're so serious. We can't assume that you're so serious if there's nothing here. Meaning, if we can know that you're serious in some other way, so then, even without a ba'en, that's the nafkamina of Shvua. Nafkamina of Shvua, he shavali kayom, the nafkamina of Shvua is that it shows seriousness. Right? That's why the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that Yaakov Esav had to swear to Yaakov, because the Bechorah was a davar shlobo olam, and how do you get out of the problem? With a shvua, because shvua shows gemiras das. That's why he shava. That's one nafkamina. Other nafkaminas, everybody does this. I talk about, there's a kinyan that everybody does, situmta. So again, that also might substitute for gemiras das. So he goes through the Aruch Chaim and the Minchas Asher both go through the discussion of every word in the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu was meant to try to get out of the problem of Dover Shlo Bala Olam. Michra, Kayom, today, it's Me'achshav, it's Bechor Rascha, Li, goes through every pasuk. But maybe that could also relate to whether you could be Meshabed or Dover Shlo Bala Olam. There is also no Ba'en here, but maybe a Shibud itself represents Gemira's Das. If I'm obligating myself, so that would be enough for Gemira's Das. Okay, so that's nafkamina. Okay, right. Maybe it's good just to be locked in here for a while. Right. Itmar, says the Brisa. Reb Oshia Amar Ma'akiv, Reb Chama Amar Eino Ma'akiv. So it's a machlokes whether he can be Ma'akiv, he could close up the pipe or not. Right? Whether the Baal HaChatzah could be Ma'akiv. So machlokes Reb Oshia and Reb Chama. Ozel Shaila, the Rebbe Bisa. They went to ask Rebbe Bisa. Who is Rabbi Bisa? What's the connection here? So the father, Rabbi Bisa, was the father of Rabbi Chama. And Rabbi Chama was the father of Aboshia. It's a triple family here. Amar lohu ma'akev. So they went to ask Rabbi Bisa, and Rabbi Bisa says, ma'akev, like the grandson. The grandfather and the grandson agree with each other, and the father is on the other side. Kari alei rami bar chama v'hachut ha-meshulash lo b'mheri yinase. The triple thread does not break quickly. Zer Aboshia b'nosher Rabbi Chama b'nosher Rabbi Bisa. Oh, that's what I mean by this three people in the family. That's the pasuk in Koheles, v'chut ha-meshulash, because the grandson was zochet to say like the grandfather. Oh, so you see, Torah goes back. Torah is choseres al alachsan yeshua. Okay, the Tosfos already notes here. Tosfos and the other Rishonim, I saw David pointed this out to me yesterday, but the Tosfos knows that this relates to the Gemara in Ksuvos, where this comes up. Well, first, just read our Tosfos. Tosfos here says that Kama Hayu, second Tosfos, Chodeb Shulah Bahiri Yinasei, Kama Hayu Shehein Va'Abuseim Va'Abus Abuseihem Hayu Tamidei Chachamim. 1 minute says Tosfos, there were many great rabbis that were three in a row in the generations. And the Gemara doesn't say this about all those. The difference is, did they all live at the same time? They all saw each other. And it only says, right, that's why it specifically says it here. But the Gemara, where these three people also come up, is the Gemara in Ksuba Samach Beis. Ksuba Samach Beis, where the Gemara there discusses Rabbi Chama Bar Bisa, right, who was the middle one. Chama Bar Bisa, Ozel Yosef Shrei Shrei Shani Bebe Medrusha, Ksuba Samach Beis. He went to learn 12 years in the Beis Medrash, a la Rabbi Akiva. Right, he went to learn 12 years away in the Beis Medrash. I'm not going to do it like some other rabbi that went into his house very suddenly and it caused problems. I'm going to go sit in the Beis Medrash. And Shalach Labesi, and he sent a message to his home. Right, I'm back. Also, Rabboshia, meanwhile, his son came into the Beis Medrash, but he hadn't seen him in 12 years, so he didn't know what he looked like. Yosef Kamei, Havimashal Shmaitza, Chazad Dekab is Chazadit Shmaitza. Right, so all of a sudden he started asking this Bacher, started giving him a Faher, and he realizes this guy knows a lot. Chalish Daiti, and he got very upset. The father. Ha, Omar, he said, Yaviacha, Havili Zerakihai. If I would have been around, you know what my son could have been? Look what this kid. This kid is unbelievable. You know what my son could have been if I would have been around? And yet Chalisha Sadas, he was very upset. Ola Beisei, meanwhile, he went into his house. Ol Bray, that after he went in, he said hello to his wife. All of a sudden, his son walked into the house. Kom Kamei, and the father stood up because he wanted to give kavod. So who saw la Misha Le Shmaitza Kaboy? Because the father thought that the son's coming to ask more shilas and more discussions in Torah. Amrle Tebisu, his wife says to him, Mi'ika Apa Tekom Mikami Bra. Says, is there ever a father that stands up for the son? Father stands up for the son? Kari alei, derami bar chama, hachut ha-meshulash, lo b'mheir yinaseg, zerboshi b'rosh rabbi chama, bar bisa. Right? Same exact lashon as in our Gemara, but that's what you see. They all did this for each other. Interesting two halachas that come out. First, David noted to me yesterday, it could be that maybe Dafka, why the son succeeded so much, was because he knew the mesiras nefesh that his father was having for Torah. Even though he wasn't there to teach him, but that dmus that he had, you know, that itself might have taught him. But also interesting, he says, the wife says, does a father stand up for a son? The Rosh in Kiddushin quotes that the same halachas, but before the Rosh, the Gemara says, the same halachas for a father-son respect go for a Rebbe Talmud respect. Same with parallel halachas. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, kishem, that is a mitzvah of kibud avayim, so too there's a mitzvah of kibud rabo. So the Rosh quotes that the Maharam Mirutenberg never, after he became the Maharam Mirutenberg, he would never appear in front of his Rebbe again. He never saw his Rebbe again. Why? Was it the Rosh? I don't remember. The Maharam Mirutenberg, whenever, I don't remember, I just thought of it now, so I didn't get to look it up again, because he didn't want to put him into a position that he might have to stand up, because he was like a little dar, but he was his Rebbe, so he didn't want him to have to do it. So that's why he never went to see him again. That story is quoted in the Rosh in Kiddush. Okay, that's Ksubis, that's Chuta Meshulosh Lobim Heir Yinasek. There is a interesting story in the Sefer, I guess everything in the Sefer Chassidim is something unusual, but there's a parallel story of this Gemara about coming back from a long trip and many years out. Sefer Chassidim writes this in Tafrish Nunhei. I first heard this many years ago on a Rabbi Fran tape. My friend was talking about ka'as, about anger. So he quoted the Sefer Chassidim. Because Maisa Bebencha Kibidis Abav Yosef, there's a story that a son gave his father tremendous covet. Amarle Ha'av, Atam Mechabdineni Mechaye Techabdineni Bemosi. You give me so much covet in my life, give me covet in my death also, okay? I'm going to give you one thing that you should live by. Please listen. Ani Mitzavcha, Tolin Ka'ascha Laila Echad. Hold over your anger one night. Tolin Ka'ascha Laila. Right? Wait. You get angry? Count to 10. Take a walk. Don't act based on your anger. Tall and kas chalayla. That was what he told his son. Va'atzor ruchachash lo tadaber. Right? And hold it back. Fine. Lacha p'tiras aviv. So his father died. Ha'alach minas ayam. And he went far away. V'hinech ishtam u'beres. He went on a business trip. And he left his wife pregnant. V'hu lo yada. He didn't know that she was pregnant at the time. It was early in the pregnancy. V'ikev baderach yamim v'shanim. He was away for years. U'kishachazar, let's say he was away for 10 years, I don't know, 12 years. Remember, in those days, they got married at 11, 12 years old. Right? U'kishachazar ba'ir, babalaili, came back at night. He wanted to surprise his wife. He wanted to crawl into bed. Right? V'ala lacheder she'ishto ha'isasham shocheves v'shama kolo shal bachur shahayim menashe kosha osa. He saw another male with his wife, giving his wife a kiss. Shalaf Charbo, Viratza Laharog Shneyem. He wanted to do a Pinchas. Right? He wanted to, what's going on here? Vizachar Mitzvas Aviv. And he remembers, Talin Kas Chalaila. Veheshiva Latara, he put his sword back into the sheath. Shama Sha'amr Laoso Bachur, Banasha Etzla. And then all of a sudden, a minute later, he hears, Kfar Yeshanim Rabos Shahalach Avicha Meetzli. Elohaya Yodea Shanola Loban Kfar Higia Lahasi Lachaisha. He'd come back and already look for a husband for you. Kishashama Hadavar Amar. Pischi liach osi rayasi, barach Hashem, sha'atzar kaasi, ubarach avi, shetzivani la'atzar kaasi laila, echad, shalo harakti oscha ve'esbeni, v'samchu simcha gdola v'asu mishtel kal ha'am ha'nimsaim, v'samchu harmei ba'od. Akan lashon sefer chasidim. That's an exact parallel story to Ksuvah Samach Beis, right? He comes back and he's, what's going on here? Talin kaascha laila. That's the Musar. Talin kaascha laila. Okay. Weiter. So Sula Mitzri in Lachazaka. A Sula Mitzri does not have a chazaka. Heikidav Sula Mitzri, Amr Yidbe Rabyanai, Kosha Inlo Arba Chavakin. If it only has three rungs. Four rungs, that's a kfias. Three rungs does not. Okay. So you think this line is a little detail that we're not going to spend any time on. But there's a whole drasha gave a couple of years ago from Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer, the last Rav in Krakow, who picks up on this Gemara and says, well, you know, Ashol Shal Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid. Al Torah v'al Avodah v'al Gemilas Chasadim. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, the world stands on. And we know there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that also says that there are three Kesarim that we all have. Right? Three Kesarim. Kesar Torah, Kesar Kuna, we don't all have them, but the Jews have. Kesar Torah, Kesar Kuna, Kesar Malchus. Right? They're parallel to each other. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. Torah is Torah. Kesar Kahuna is Kesar Avodah. It's an easy one. Keser Malchus is Keser Gemilas Chasadim, because the whole point of a Malach, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, is to do Chesed, and to make sure that the whole society exists. So there are three Ksarim, but you know what? What does the Mishnah add? The Keser Shem Tov Olal Gabehen. You could go through life and go through all the nitty-gritty and fulfill all of one's obligations in Torah, in Avon Gemilas Chasadim. But if you don't have a Keser Shem Tov, if there's no Ruach HaBrios Nochemenu, then Ruach HaMakom Nochemenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy with it. So therefore, you could have three rungs. You could be a Sula Mitzri. You could have the three rungs of the ladder. But that's Ein Lo Chazaka. That's not machzik you as somebody who's perfected themselves in their life. But the four rungs, a Keser Tzuri, you have the Keser Shem Tov, also Ola Gabeyim, then that reflects that Ruach HaBrios Nochemenu, that Yesh Lo Chazaka. That there's a chazaka, then if once you have the Ruach HaBrios along with those three, then that's Ola Al Gabeham, you know that remains. And that's the Rav Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer, and it's Drashas where, Parshas Vayetze, Sulam Mutzav Arza. You could have a Sulam, but you're still on the ground if you don't have that fourth one. Sulam Mutzav Arza, you need the Rosh HaMagia Shemayimah. The way that you know that is if you have the fourth run. Okay? Arba Chavakin. Right. Why does the Mishnah explain about the windows, but it doesn't explain about the ladders? The ladders, it just says the halacha. But by the windows, it says, what is a chalon mitzvah? What is this? Because Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue. Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue, and therefore, you want to see what the Tanakhama holds in order to know what Rabbi Yehuda argues. Amar Rabbi Zeira, l'mata midal ramos yishlo chazak av yachol limchos. Okay, what is this talking about? So, Rashbam first. Rashbam says, we are talking about Chalon Tzuris here. Chalon Tzuris, which are the large windows. So, how do you read the Gemara? L'mata midal ramos. If the large window is less than 4 amos from the ground, that's where yesh lo chazaka. That's where it's large, and therefore, if you don't complain, there's a chazaka of yachol limchos. But originally, he could complain about it. L'malam arba amos. But if it's above 4 amos, even though it's large, ein lo chazaka v'ein yachol limchos. It's so high up. Meaning, Rashbam, what does the Rashbam say? Remember, it's hezek ri'iyah issue. So if it's all the way up, you can't see into my house from that window. So it doesn't matter if it's large. So that's where the Rashbam reads the Gemara. But if by a chalon mitzri, a tiny little one, then it never has a chazaka, even if it's low down. That's how the Rashbam reads the Gemara. Rabbi Lo Yalmar Yargis, afilu malam yarba amos ein lo chazaka v'yachol limchos. Rabbi Lo says, no, even higher, there is no chazaka v'yachol limchos, you can protest, as we'll see, because you can bring a bench and stand on it. But that's how the Rashbam reads the Gemara. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, has the opposite shot. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the whole chiluk of Rabbi Zeira is within chalon mitzris. Chalon Mitzri, the little ones, make a difference whether it's below or above. But a Chalon Suri, a big one, that for sure, ein lo chazaka, never. Well, I'm sorry, that for sure, yesh lo chazaka. Because it's so large, if you don't say anything, so then it is a chazaka. And remember, the Rabbeinu Tam might be going with the other pshatim that it's not a hezek re'iyah issue. Vayter, what's this machlokas about? Lema, bekoven amida stone kamifugi. Is this to tell me the machlokas is about koven amida stone? Because if it's above, let's go back to the Rashbam shot. If it buzz for amos, the guy can't see in, right? So why should he be able to prevent it? So maybe it's koven amida stone, the mars over koven, mars over ain't koven. Right? Machlokas about whether you can be kofer or not. The Ritva says, what's the hava mina to say that you're not koven? We're Jews! Of course we're koven amida stone. Right, we force people if they're being impossible in terms of their chesed. So the Ritva says the havamin is that no, because this isn't a clear cut case that you're not being damaged. It's not so clear cut. After all, look at the answer. Lo, to kol yama kof, and everybody agrees you are kof. Veshani acha damar lei. The guy could say zinin to Moses shar shifa tutef. You'll bring a little bench, the kaimis, and you'll see how that if it kachazes, you'll be able to see in. So it's not so clear cut that it's a midas stom issue. That's why that was the havamin also. Okay, but that's the machlokas. Who does the come to Rabbi Ami? Somebody came in front of Rabbi Ami, and he wanted to build a certain type of window. Shadi, the come to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamol. He wanted to build one of these small ones above, right? Like the case of machlokas. So he came in front, or he went in front of Rabbi. He came in front of Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami sent to Rabbi Abba Bar Mamol, and Amar Le, in the message he said, "Avid Le Rabbi Law, do like Rabbi Law." And do our Rabbi Law, and don't let him build paskin that he does not have a chazaka and he can be moche. Right, go like that shita in the machlokas. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel ends off. Ula ora. If the window that you're building is to let in light, afilu kol shehu yesh lo chazaka. No matter what, a chazaka is created. Why? Because as the Rashbam explains, that is a milsa de kviusa. Once you put in a window for light, then it is for sure a permanent window, and therefore yesh lo chazaka. Machlokas in the Rishonim doesn't mean the first one. What if there are 5 other windows, and now you're adding this? Either way, that is a discussion. Vayter, next Mishnah. Haziz, if I have, let's say in our day it would be called a windowsill, but even more than a windowsill, you have a board sticking out from your property that you're able to hang things on, but is going into my friend's property. So is there a chazaka for those things? So aziz ad tefach yesh lo chazaka. If it's a tefach out or more, for sure more, there is a chazaka. Meaning if I did it and you didn't say a word, so then I've created a chazaka. The yachal limchos. But originally, you could be moche. You could be moche. Rashbam l'shitazo explains why. Because maybe you'll put your stuff out on there, and meanwhile, as you put your stuff out, you'll look into my property. Right? So therefore, it's not a complaint. Pachos be tefach, but if it's such a little item that's sticking out, less than a devach, ein lo chazaka, there is no chazaka created, and there, the ba'al ha-chotzer, no chazaka, and therefore, the reason I didn't say a word when you stuck it out is because it's so small, but really there's no chazaka, and if I want to knock it down and build something there, I can. The ein yachol limchos, but originally the kanak can't be moche, based on the idea of, hey, you're going to be able to look in, because it's so small, the guy just is basically in his own property. Amar Vyasi Amar Bani Amilam Rab Yaakov Amar Bimani Hechzik Betefach Hechzik Betalad. Right? What does Rebbe say? The statement. If it's your machzik in a tefach, you're machzik in four. What does that mean? Tefach and four. My kamar, what does he mean? So Amar by Hachi kamar, this is what he means. Hechzik rochav tefach b'meshach dalid. Hechzik b'rochav dalid. If I have a something sticking out four tefachim, and it's only one tefach wide, but once you have four tefachim, a makam chashiv is dalad al dalad, as we know from other air contexts of halacha. So therefore, once there's a chazaka created for four out in length, then automatically I'm allowed to have four the other way as well, the four width, because that is the minimum makom chashev. The Mishnah said, if it's less than a tefach, no chazak is created, and he cannot complain, because there's not much to complain about. What does this mean? This is only the Baal HaGag, the cannot complain, the one who has the ziz, cannot complain to the Baal HaChatzer. If the Baal HaChatzer wants to use his zizin, why? Because, meaning, who cannot complain? The Baal HaGag, if let's say the Baal HaChatzer, the Baal HaChatzer is the one who did not build the ziz. Right? So he's like, oh, I have this great thing. I'm going to hang my stuff on it. So the guy who owns the ziz cannot complain about it. Because you know why? The Baal HaChatzer, if he wanted, could cut down the whole thing. Right? So therefore, the Baal HaGag cannot complain if the other guy's using his protrusion. Have a Baal HaChatzer. But Baal HaGag, yochol limchos. But the Baal HaChatzer can complain because he can knock it down if he wants. He could break it down. Rashbam actually gives two pshat on what he could do, but that is one of them. He could say he doesn't want it out in the first place, or he could prevent him from stopping him to use it. For Rav Yehuda Amar, Afilu Baal HaChatzer b'Baal HaGag, Eini Yochol Limchos. Even the other way, the Baal HaChatzer into the Baal HaGag cannot be mocha. They cannot complain either way. So Lema Behezek Riyah Kimiflagi, are they arguing about Hezek Riyah? The Marasav Shmei Hezek, Marasav Alav Shmei Hezek. Is that what they're arguing about? This is where obviously the Rashbam got his pshat from in the Gemara. Are they arguing about Hezek or Iyah? So the Gemara says, "Lo, to kuli amah Shmei Hezek." Everybody agrees, Shmei Hezek. Hezek or Iyah is Shmei Hezek. The shiny hacha da amar lei. No, letashmish da lo chazid. No, here the issue is again, metzias wise. This is the conversation that might take place. Letashmish da lo chazid. If it's less than a tefach, the one who put it there could say, "Look, what can I use it for? I can't stand on it." Letashmish da lo chazid. Lamai chazid. What's his roi for? Lemitzla be midi. The only thing I can do is hang things on it. Mahadarna apoy vitalina bay. So I'll do, in Yonad Yoma, this week's parsha, I'll do a sheva yefes. Right? I'll walk backwards, and I'll hang my stuff on it. So I won't look into your rishus. Right? So therefore, no hezek re'iyah issue. The idach amarle, the other one will say, no, zimnin debeisis. Sometimes you'll be standing on the edge of your roof. You're going to be scared. I'm going to want to go backwards. So you're going to look straight. So again, machlokas and mitzias? No, this is a machlokas about hezek re'iyah. You might say, if hezek re'iyah is possible but not probable, or there's a certain level of possibility, do we say that constitutes hezek re'iyah or not? Again, the Birei Chasidus says, one line, Birei Chasidus says, hezek re'iyah, yeshloch, what does that mean? Shmei hezek. He says, the ikar ketush of a person is what we look at. We might think that we can look at something and it's not going to damage us. Now, hezek re'iyah, shmei hezek. Whatever we see in life, if it's a damaging item, shmei hezek. We can't say that, you know, oh, it's not going to affect me. Hezek re'iyah, shmei hezek. What does it say? Nofel u'geluyei nayim. Even though he was geluyei nayim, he saw Hashem, revealed eyes, he was still a nofel. He was a nofel, even though he was a galui, galui enayim. You're excused. Okay, so the nofel galui enayim. That's the, we can never say that, you know, it's okay for me to do it, I can handle it. The Sefer Achinuch talks about this in Kuf Pei Zayin, in the mitzvah, in the Aveira of Losikruv Legalis Erva, there he talks about all the Gemaras that talk about Amoraim that did certain things that, you know, appear a little unusual to us. Right, the Amoraim that put the kalas on their shoulders and danced around with them, and Rabbi Yochanan sat at the gates of the mikvah. Right, so the Chinuch says, let's not talk about Tanam and Amoraim who lived in the age of baskols and lived in the age where they were kodesh kadoshim. Chas v'shalom. We do not have the right to say bizman hazeh that I could do blank and it won't affect me. I could be violate this. I could violate this. This is Rabbanan. No, no, no. Everything is, you have to listen to the Chazal and their infinite wisdom. Vayter says the Mishnah. A person cannot open up windows to a partner's yard, even to his partner's yard. to his partner's yard. He cannot open up a window. I'll have to see what the chiddush is. If I bought a house and now the house opens up to another yard, I cannot open up the door to the other yard, even though the chatzar connects to it, because now there's going to be, I'm going to create more traffic into that other yard, and I cannot do that without the permission of the other people. Right? This relates back to the second parak sugyas, the second parak discussions. Bona ali agave beso, lo yiftachena l'chazar ha-shutfin, el emkim rotze bona tzacheder lefnimi beso, ubona ali agave beso, uposch l'toch beso. Well, the Gemara will explain what the chiluk is. The Mishnah says that if you build an attic on your house, you cannot, a second floor, you cannot build a door, you cannot build stairs straight up from the yard to the second floor. Cannot do that. The only thing you can do is you can build a second floor, and people will have to go through your house to get to the second floor. That you're allowed to do. What's the difference? The Gemara will have to explain. So, my Ari lechazar hashutfin, afil lechazar chavir namilo. What's the chiddush? You can't open up a new window to the chazar hashutfin. To anybody, even if you're not a shutif with that, your neighbor. Even to your neighbor, to your friend who's not a shutif. The Gemara says, Lomi boy kama. You're right, it's telling you an even bigger chiddush. Lomi boy lechazar chavir delo. For sure, your friend's chazar you cannot. Aval lechazar hashutfin, but to your partner's yard, the amar lei, you might be able to have said, sof hakabois letzenu yeminai bechazar. Look, Lamaisa, I could come into the yard whenever I want anyway. So you have to be matzniya yourself anyway. So what's the difference if I can walk into the field or walk into the yard or I can build a window here? So you might have said there's no problem by chatzar ashutfin. Kamash malan, da'amarle still, he could say, ad ha'idna b'chatzar ha'vibi'ino tzenu yiminach. No, up until now I only had to guard myself in the yard. You wouldn't walk into my house unannounced. Hashta, if you live by Islam, you'd be able to know you're not. But now you have this window that looks straight into my house, so that's why it makes it worse. Tana Rabbanan, finishing up. There was a story that somebody once opened up his windows to a chazar shutfin. Oh, you have a chazaka. That's Rabbi Shmuel Lishitaso, says the Rashbam. Right? Only one less than 3 year chazakas. Remember Rabbi Shmuel in the first Mishnah? Ubav ne Rabbi Chiya Amar Yagatu Pasachta Yagavistom. Tough luck. No, you were miyage, you still have to open it, but now close it up because we paskin that, you're not allowed to do this. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And tomorrow we have Matovu Alecha Yaakov and Zeichel Churban discussions on tomorrow's daf. Good Chodesh.